Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Alfred Ruff. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spekshay. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Spekshay. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfred Ruff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Ruff hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Dropo reaches third base with a triple. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 1 in the game. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spekshe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfred Roth is 0 for 2 in the game. Alfred Roth hits a line drive towards short. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Barry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Spec Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. Barry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 3 in the game. Feed Roth strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 2 in the game. Grasso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Feed Roth covering, for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea scores. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.